News Talk 1620 WTAW, an update with Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeith, and a couple things to go over today. One is something that you have reminded folks about regarding burglaries and reporting them, as well as perhaps some burglary prevention.
Yes, we started a new program here recently, and we're kind of calling it Stop Sticky Fingers. But every day, you know, we are responding to burglary reports. Almost every day, and whether it be a vehicle burglary, a residential or commercial burglary. And it is on a slight increase at this point. So what we're trying to do is combat that in any way we can, whether it be, you know, prevention tips, which we constantly are reminding people to, you know, keep secure their residence, secure their car, hide their items, also record serial numbers. But we're kind of taking it one step further now. So instead of, you know, how you have Crime Stoppers who you can report stuff to them if you know of a wanted person or if you can help solve a crime. Well, what we're doing is we are kind of taking that in a different direction. And we, anyone with information on someone who is stealing stolen property, you know, is breaking into these houses or breaking into these cars, people who may be buying stolen property, receiving stolen property, trading stolen property, anyone who's putting their hands on that stolen property, we want to know, you know, who they are. And if we have a number for people to call with these tips, they're guaranteed anonymity. And if the information that they give us helps us make an arrest in regards to burglaries, then they could potentially earn a cash reward. So if anyone has information, please contact 979-209-5452. Again, that's 979-209-5452. And that's anyone planning to commit a burglary, buying or selling stolen property in the city of Bryan.
I also see here if no one answers to leave a detailed message.
Yes, it's very important to leave a detailed message with your number, and so they can call you back because, you know, they don't monitor that number 24/7. It's not like a dispatch number. So leave a message, leave your information, they will call you back. But again, your anonymity will be guaranteed.
Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department, it's that time of year for another round of Tip-A-Cop.
We look forward to this every year. I mean, it's always so much fun for us to get out, interact with the community, and help Special Olympics. Next week, Monday through Thursday, officers will be at Roadhouse between 5:30 to closing. Along with wait staff, we're going to be helping wait on those tables, whether it be getting rolls, getting drinks, anything of that nature to help out the wait staff. And what we're doing is we are raising money for Special Olympics. So we want you to take care of your wait staff first. But then if you have any money you want to donate to Special Olympics, you kind of tip the cop that's helping wait your table, and then they turn that into Special Olympics. And each night's going to be themed. You know, they're going to have a firefighter night. They're going to have a cops and robbers night. I don't remember all the themes, but if you stay tuned to our social media accounts, you will see what those themes are. And just come out, have a great meal, and support Special Olympics.
Again, next Monday through Thursday, Texas Roadhouse on University.
Yes.
And then we want to give a tease at this point, the next Coffee with the Cop has been scheduled.
Yes, it's going to be Saturday, July 23rd at Village Cafe from 8 to 10 a.m.
And for those who are not familiar with the format,
it's just a way for, you know, people to meet their local law enforcement, to sit down and have a conversation with them over a cup of coffee, and just do it in a casual and informal manner.
And what better time than a Saturday morning?
Exactly. Exactly. Saturday mornings are really good. We had a great turnout the last Saturday that we had it.
And then finishing up with the locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Slow down all over town, but especially in the 800 block of North Rosemary, which is 30 miles per hour, and the 4100 block of South Texas Avenue, which is 40 miles per hour. And both of those kind of intersect in that same area.
Sir, update. Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department on News Talk 1620 WTAW.